KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by LGZ for all of your home improvement or outbuilding needs. In high school sports over the weekend, on Saturday, Harlan hosting a cross-country meet. On the girls' varsity side, Rebecca Topham of Griswold was the individual champion. Tiffany Williams of Atlantic ran second in that meet. Also in the top five, Alex Flippin of Griswold. She placed fifth overall in that Harlan meet on Saturday. In the team standings, it was Lewis Central winning the team title. They had 67 points. Griswold, the runner-up, with 100 points. Harlan was third with a 103 total. Underwood placed fourth at 121. Atlantic, with a 168-point total, placing fifth. There were 14 teams total in that tournament on the girls' side on Saturday. On the boys' side, it was Eldon Warner of Thomas Jefferson winning the individual crown. Preston Burris of Harlan was the runner-up. Also in the top 10, Tim Brink of Riverside. He placed 7th for Atlantic. The top finisher, Ryan Hawkins, he ran 18th in that meet Saturday. Harlan won the team title, posting 46 points. Thomas Jefferson with 93 points was the runner-up. Dennison placing 3rd with a 107 total. Abraham Lincoln and Lewis Central round out the top 5. Also among the local teams, Atlantic placed 9th overall in that meet with 203 points. Riverside placing 10th. AHSTW was 12th. Griswold placed 15th in that meet on Saturday. Some high school volleyball tournament play also around the area on Saturday at the Nevada tournament. Atlantic participating in that meet. They lost all three of their matches. Atlantic falling 2-0 to Ballard. Iowa Falls Alden downing Atlantic 2-0, and it was PCM winning two straight games over Atlantic as well in that tournament. Also on Saturday at the Sydney tournament, Griswold goes 3-1 on the day, along with Thomas Jefferson and Sydney. They all went 3-1. Riverside was 1-3. Tarkio, Missouri 0-4 in that meet. At the Bedford tournament on Saturday, Stanton and Bedford each went 4-1 on the day. East Mills goes 2-3. Mount Air was 3-2. Mount Air goes 2-3. Central Decatur 2-1. Lamoni 1-2. Murray was 0-3. So was East Union in that Saturday meet. Also at the Southwest Valley tournament on Saturday, Nottoway Valley goes 4-0 on the day as they capture first place. Exira EHK finishes 3-1. Southwest Valley goes 2-2. Essex was 1-3. Cam and Lennox each 0-2 on that tournament. Also at the Sioux City East tournament on Saturday, Abraham Lincoln, Lewis Central, and Sioux City Bishop Heelan Catholic all go 5-1. Sioux City East was 3-3, and Sioux City North 0-6 on the day. In NFL action yesterday, it was Houston beating Buffalo 23-17. Baltimore downed Carolina 38-10. Detroit beat the New York Jets 24-17. Green Bay over Chicago 38-17. Miami beat Oakland 38-14. It was Tampa Bay downing Pittsburgh 27-24. Indianapolis outscored Tennessee 41-17. San Diego beat Jacksonville 33-14. Minnesota over Atlanta 41-28. San Francisco topping Philadelphia 26-21. Dallas beat New Orleans by a 38-17 final. We have NFL football tonight for you here on KJAN as the Kansas City Chiefs will face off against the New England Patriots in the Monday night contest. We're on the air at 6 o'clock with the pregame show. Kickoff set for about 7:30 this evening. In college football news, Kansas football coach Charlie Weiss has been fired 4 games into his 3rd season as the head coach. Athletic director Sheehan Zenger met with Weiss this morning, a day after a 23-0 loss to Texas on homecoming, left Weiss with a 6-22 record in his second head coaching stint. The Jayhawks' victories this season have come against lower division Southeast Missouri State and Central Michigan. Their 2 losses have been by a combined 64-3 margin. Defensive coordinator Clint Bowen will serve as the interim coach of the Jayhawks. Florida State remains the number 1 team in the latest Associated Press college football poll after Saturday's comeback win at North Carolina State, but the Seminoles claim just 27 of 60 first-place votes following their second consecutive close call. FSU trailed 24-7 and 38-28 before beating the Wolfpack 56-41, the Seminoles' school record 20th consecutive victory. That game followed an overtime win against Clemson. Second-ranked Oregon and number 3 Alabama each claimed 13 first-place votes, while Oklahoma took 7. The Seminoles and 4th-ranked Sooners are separated by just 59 points. Auburn is 5th, followed by Texas A&M, Baylor, UCLA, Notre Dame, and Michigan State. Well, St. Louis Cardinals clinched their second straight National League Central title before the first pitch on Sunday and closed out the regular season with a 1-0 win over the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Cards were already in the postseason entering the day, and they celebrated their division title in the dugout just minutes before the first pitch when Cincinnati's 4-1 win over Pittsburgh was announced. St. Louis finished 90-72, and they open up their National League Division Series Friday at the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Cardinals scratched scheduled starter Adam Wainwright just before the start, using five relievers instead. Justin Masterson pitched two scoreless innings, and Carlos Martinez got the final two outs for his first save. Elsewhere in the National League, Cincinnati topping Pittsburgh 4-1. Atlanta beat Philadelphia 2-1. Washington over Miami 1-0. Chicago beat Milwaukee 5-2. San Francisco over San Diego 9-3. The Dodgers beat Colorado by a 10-5 final. Kansas City's chance for the AL Central title was erased by Detroit's victory on Sunday, and the Royals went on to a 6-4 comeback win over Chicago in the final game for retiring White Sox captain Paul Konerko. Coming into the final day of the regular season, Kansas City was hoping for a one-game playoff on Monday in Detroit for the division crown, but the Tigers clinched the Central with a 3-0 victory over the Twins, sending the Royals to a home wildcard game against Oakland on Tuesday night in their first playoff appearance since 1985. Right after Detroit secured its fourth straight division title, Kansas City manager Ned Yost started pulling some of his regulars from the lineup. Rookie right-hander Yordano Ventura was lifted after four innings and 73 pitches. Kansas City will likely have James Shields on the mound when the Royals take on the Athletics. Elsewhere in the AL, it was Cleveland over Tampa Bay 7-2. Baltimore beat Toronto 1-0. Detroit over Minnesota 3-0. The New York Yankees beat Boston 9-5. Oakland over Texas 4-0. And Seattle beat the LA Angels 4-1. In interleague play, the New York Mets topping Houston by a final of 8-3. The Major League postseason will get underway tomorrow with Scott Shields taking the mound for the Royals. James Shields should be taking the mound for the Royals in Kansas City against Oakland's John Lester. The winner will travel to Anaheim to take on the Angels in the American League Division Series. On Wednesday, the Giants will send 18-game winner Madison Bumgarner to the Hill against Edinson Volquez and the Pirates in Pittsburgh. The winner gets the Washington Nationals, who host the first two games of their National League Division Series. Later this week, the LA Dodgers take on St. Louis in a National League Division Series, while Baltimore will play Detroit in the AL Division Series. Well, the United States Ryder Cup team is coming home empty-handed. Rory McIlroy, Graham McDowell, and Justin Rose have led Europe to a relatively easy 16.5-11.5 victory over the Americans in Scotland. McIlroy trounced Ricky Fowler 5-4. McDowell rallied from a 3-down deficit to beat Jordan Spieth 2-1, while Rose completed an unbeaten week at Glen Eagles when he came back from 4-down to earn a half point against Hunter Mahan. Europe was assured of a tie and retention of the cup when Jamie Donaldson hit an approach to the 15th that stopped just 2 feet from the cup. Keegan Bradley conceded the putt and the celebration began. Europe already was assured of at least 16 points with one match still on the course. It was the fourth time in the last seven Ryder Cup matches that Europe won by at least 3 points. Europe has won the last three Ryder Cup tournaments since 2008, six of the last seven and eight of the last 10. The Americans have not won on European soil since 1993. And racing yesterday, Kurt Busch, A.J. Allmendinger, Greg Biffle, and Eric Almirola are out. They've all been driven out of the season-ending chase for the Sprint Cup Championship following Sunday's AAA 400 at Dover International Speedway. Casey Kane was the last driver to make the chase cut. Kevin Harvick also advanced along with Jimmy Johnson, Kyle Busch, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Matt Kenseth, and Ryan Newman. Jeff Gordon won the race and earned an automatic spot in the 12-driver field that advanced to the next round. Gordon dominated the final laps and joined Brad Keselowski and Joey Logano as the three drivers who were guaranteed a berth in the next chase round with victories. Keselowski finished second at Dover, followed by Johnson, Logano, and Kenseth. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.